It is hard to believe that already we are not only at the end of this month of April, dedicated mostly to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also that we are in the fourth Sunday after Easter already. Just a few Sundays ago, we were here mostly in the darkness of the night, and the only thing that was lit was the Paschal candle and the magnificent liturgy of Holy Mother of the Church was celebrated with great concourse of the faithful. And now we are 4 weeks later. Today the Church gives to us in this particular year the preaching of St. Peter. Not only once, but twice, the first and second readings. Both are the voice, the proclamation of the first vicar of Christ, the first supreme pontiff, Pope of the Church, St. Peter. There has never been a second. It is rumored, and perhaps a legend, not all legends are necessarily false, that the last pope of the Church before the return of Christ will be Peter the Second. And no pope has dared yet name himself Peter since Saint Peter, the fisherman, the one who was commissioned first of all by Christ himself. And so Saint Peter preaches not only to the apostles and disciples, by this time they have begun to grow in numbers. Of course, after this first reading from the Acts takes place after the gift of Pentecost. The Peter who was afraid to speak, who ran off, and who denied Christ three times is no more. He has been replaced by a newborn Peter who's filled with courage and the ability to speak the truth in front of anyone that he needs to, without fear of his life or of the future. And so he begins to remonstrate with the Israelites who turned Jesus over, first to Pontius Pilate and then to the Romans, who put him to death. And now they are beginning to realize what they have done. And they ask, what are we to do? Are we all damned to hell because of what we have done? And St. Peter tells them exactly what they are to do, which he still is saying today. Repent and believe and be baptized. Of course, baptism is definitely a sacrament with which we are most familiar in these days here in this shrine, in this parish. Many have been in the last year, and many more to come. There are several in preparation, as it were, because soon enough they will be born, and then they must be reborn in the Spirit and in fire and water through the fount of baptism. And so St. Peter was not afraid to tell them. Unlike others who mix and match religions as if they were just changing shoes or socks, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And those who wish to join him in the eternal realms must receive this, must accept it, must believe it, and be born again by water and the Spirit. And then, that brings about another great event for the persons who are baptized, such as you and me. Because once we have been baptized, once we have believed, once we have been washed clean of original sin and of all sin by the waters of baptism, then we can enter through the sheep gate, into the sheepfold, into his church, into the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And there is only one who is the shepherd. There is only one who is the head of the sheep. And there is only one who is the gate of the sheep. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so he speaks about the fact that there are others who are not authentic. And there are many of those. We have been studying in our theology class in the last couple of weeks some of the other so-called religions that call themselves Christians. They are not. For the most part, they are not. But how can one say to Jesus, I believe in you, but I don't believe in 90% of what you taught? That is no Christian. That is no follower of Christ. And with Christ, you either enter through him, the gate, into the sheepfold. That is, you either believe all that he has taught or none. There is no median way for these things. And so we need to follow the shepherd. We need, with the other sheep, to enter into the sheep gate, which is Christ, and to be allowing him to cleanse us and free us from all our sins and from the dominion of the powers of hell, which try, as St. Peter also says, the devil, Satan, roams the world like a ferocious lion roaring, seeking to devour the sheep. And so we also need to remember that not just because we have been baptized or received the sacraments, not just because we call ourselves members of his flock, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, does it mean that we're going to be there forever. If we do not persevere, if we do not obey, if we do not believe, then we too shall be lost with the winds. And this era in which we live has been a time in which the church is like a giant tree, very strong, but also flexible to a certain degree. And God is shaking that tree, and many leaves are falling off the tree, where they will be gathered and used for fuel for the eternal fires of hell. And so it is not an all-given situation. It requires a lot of faith, perseverance in that faith, and obedience to the shepherd, Jesus Christ. And so we must not listen to those who are thieves and robbers. We must listen only to him. Whoever enters through him will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. But beware, the thief is always at the side to steal and slaughter and destroy. Beware of the reality of evil, of Satan, and of hell, to which many are flocking. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.